You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Earlier this week, Councillor Julie Ferry moved a resolution to investigate Auckland Council's involvement with companies that are complicit in Israel's illegal occupation of Palestinian territory. On Facebook, Ferry wrote, "Tens of thousands of Aucklanders turned out last year to march in solidarity with the people of Palestine, and the least we can do is check that we are not spending Aucklanders' money, public money, in ways that cause harm and exacerbate war crimes." And this week, Auckland Council launched an AI virtual assistant to report issues such as graffiti, roaming dogs, and noise complaints. It includes features such as Te Reo Māori capability, fact-checking, and photo analysis. For City Counselling this week, I spoke with Councillor Julie Ferry about both of these topics. I started by asking if she could explain the motion that she put forward to investigate council ties to Israel.
Yeah, so what it's about is it goes back to a UN Security Council resolution that was actually put up by New Zealand when Murray McCulley was Foreign Minister, so under a national government, back in 2016, which was about acknowledging the illegal Israeli settlements on occupied Palestinian territory and sort of calling out, and agreed to by the international community, calling out that those illegal Israeli settlements are indeed illegal and that basically countries around the world shouldn't do business in ways that enable those illegal Israeli settlements to continue to be there. And of course, in the 10 years since then, they have expanded as well. And so the idea of the notice of motion, which we debated and voted through, was to look at, is Auckland Council associated with using any businesses that are supporting those illegal Israeli settlements? And the UN Human Rights Council, I think it's called, they actually keep a database of those businesses. So, you know, there's a rigorous, internationally recognised list, and it's got about 150 to 160 businesses on them. Most of them, of course, only active in that region, but there are a small number that are active internationally. And it's really about council checking, do we use any of these businesses? Because if we do, we are potentially contributing to the support of those illegal Israeli settlements. So it's a very small step to express some solidarity with the people of Palestine and with the ongoing situation that they are in, and make sure that we aren't spending council money, public money, Aucklanders' money, in ways that further that injustice and internationally recognised war crime, basically. So what we did was we debated it and we passed that we will basically check, are we using any of these businesses? And then that advice will come back to a further committee for us to decide what we do about that. So it may be that the advice from staff comes back and says, actually, we're not using any, in which case we may choose to confirm that we will continue to not use any. It may come back and say, actually, we are using some, and this is what the implications would be if we stopped using those. And then councillors will make a decision about, okay, well, should we stop using those? Shouldn't we? That kind of thing. So it's asking for the information to check that list. And my understanding is that staff have actually been able to do that very quickly. It's taken almost no staff time. And so we will probably have that advice back on a committee agenda, I hope, in June for councillors to consider and then vote on next steps. Yeah, but also importantly, although the motion itself was very narrow and very focused on a role that council does have, which is the spending of Aucklanders' money to deliver services to Aucklanders, right? The debate actually gave an opportunity for councillors to express their solidarity more generally to Palestine, to call out a lot of the terrible atrocities that are happening now, not just in Palestine, but also, more recently the conflict in Iran and Lebanon, where you know, Israeli government has breached ceasefire agreements and is killing a very large number of people, mostly civilians. And so it gave councillors an opportunity to discuss that publicly, and many chose to express their rejection of the illegal actions of the Israeli government, which I found really heartening, that people would go a little bit beyond the scope of the notice of motion and take that opportunity to express their solidarity.
My understanding is that it didn't have universal support from councillors. So what were some of the arguments against the motion, and how did you respond to them?
Yeah, so the vote was 14 in favour, 2 against, and then 4 abstentions. The only one of the people who abstained explained why they abstained, and they abstained on the basis, so abstain means neither yes nor no, and they abstained on the basis that they thought it should have gone to a different council committee, which I thought was odd, but that's up to them. So we don't know why the other people abstained, but with the two people who voted against, they did both speak, and basically they saw this as something that wasn't council's business. I found that incredibly frustrating, because we had worked for a while to work out, how is this relevant to council? How is this international conflict relevant to Auckland Council on the other side of the world? And this was very specifically about how Auckland Council spends its money, and the possibility that we might be spending money in a way that is doing harm and enabling further harm in effectively war crime. And so it was very frustrating to me that there was sort of this, oh, well, it's not relevant, we shouldn't be doing this, this is not something where we should take sides. Actually, it was very specifically about how we spend Aucklanders' money. And so, the comment was we should stick to our knitting, and my point was that actually our procurement is literally the needles and the wool that help us to do the knitting. And so we have an obligation to Aucklanders to make sure there is no blood on the knitting. And I was actually really disappointed with the quality of the arguments put up, which was basically, I thought, very poor.
You've touched on this already, but I want to know more, what are the next steps now that the motion has passed? And more specifically, for Aucklanders who are supportive of this motion and are supportive of the work that you're doing in this space, is there anything they can do to show council that they support this?
Yeah, I think the next steps are that we will get this information back from staff. They will have looked at this database list of businesses, looked at who council uses to do all the things that we do, and identified if there's any crossover. My understanding, as I say, is that they've actually basically already done that, and there's almost none. Where there is potentially some, which was something I'd identified in advance, is in the accommodation booking space. So Airbnb, Booking.com, TripAdvisor, and I think Trivago, so that all those big sort of, multinational accommodation booking sites, they are all active in the illegal Israeli settlements, allowing people to book accommodation in these sites that have been internationally recognised as being illegal, and I don't understand why any business would agree to do that. So that's something we council might need to look at. There may be others I'm not aware of yet, but that's the particular one. So what will come back to a further future council committee is some advice that says, we've checked the lists, the UN list and our list, and these are the crossovers, and if any, and this is what we could do to make sure that we're not using those businesses anymore, and do councillors support us making those changes. That's what I anticipate will come back, probably in June. We originally talked about July, but because it's been so quick for them to do the work, I suspect it will be sooner. So what I would encourage people who are supportive of council not using those businesses, of withdrawing any Aucklanders' money from those businesses, with the money that council spends, it would be amazing if you could get in touch with your local ward councillor and tell them that you support Auckland Council withdrawing any money from those businesses. if there are any. And you can work out who your ward councillor is by going to the council website, and you'll see a thing that says like find your local board, and you just put your address in and it tells you this is your local board members. They don't have a role in this decision, but it will also tell you who your ward councillors are and how to contact them. So that would be amazing if people could email their ward councillors and say, I support this move, I support Auckland Council not spending money with businesses who are enabling those illegal Israeli settlements. Just a few sentences would be fantastic and would show what I believe is true, which is that there is huge community support for council to take this step.
And I just want to switch tacks now to ask about something else that has happened in council this week. Could you explain the new AI assistant that the council has launched?
Yeah, so this is something that's been worked on in the background for a while. It's been trialled with 1,000 Aucklanders, and elected members have had access to it to sort of try it in the background and stuff before the public launch. So council tends to be very risk averse, right, particularly in the comms space, particularly around this new technology. We tend to be sometimes a slow follower rather than an early adopter or a fast follower. And there's some political appetite for being a bit better at being a fast follower. And so they've built this virtual assistant called Ask Auckland Council. And if you put that into Google, it'll pop up. And basically at the moment, it's focused on allowing people to report six areas where there are commonly problems. So it enables you to report graffiti, illegal dumping, roaming dogs, missed bin collection, so that's your household bin, not the public bins. I accidentally tried to do a public bin yesterday, and noise complaint. So the idea is that you'll be able to do that using this. It makes it really simple and easy, and it can deal with te reo Māori, which most AI tools can't. It's not, you know, it's not perfect yet. We are still testing the stuff out, particularly before we expand it to deal with other problems. But if you put in a problem that it can't deal with, it will direct you to the right way to do that. And this is particularly good for illegal dumping, because previously you could only report illegal dumping by phone. It was one of the things that you couldn't use the online report a problem tool for, which is much more arduous, and you sort of have to go through and fill out a bit of a form. It only takes 5 minutes, but 5 minutes is a lot more than the 1 minute that it takes with the Ask Auckland Council tool. So excited to see how that rolls out.
Does it signal that council may use more AI tools in its service delivery in the future?
Possibly. I think there's a healthy scepticism around the council table about AI. I certainly am, not a big fan of. I think using it to automate things. I personally would much rather have AI fold my laundry than write a poem. I think we should be looking at it more in that sort of automation and manual space. But we actually are already using AI for things like where we have CCTV, actually pulling up, having the ability to have AI looking at all the thousands of images that might be coming in, say, for example, from storm drains, and pull up and draw to the attention of a human being, hey, this one here, there's something encroaching within the square that the AI is set to monitor, and that sort of gives us a backup. We've been looking at doing that with things like train platforms. If people are getting too close to the edge of the train platform, again, it pulls up that screen, brings it to the attention of a human being who makes sure a guard goes down and says, hey, checks on people's safety. So I think there's some real value in that type of space, where there's huge amounts of visual images in particular coming in, and the AI can make sure that the human being who's looking at things doesn't miss them. But when it comes to things like, for example, the massive amount of highly technical submissions on Plan Change 120, the ability of AI to actually give you a useful summary of that is very limited. So AI is being used in that case to check things, but still, every submission needs to be read and coded by a human being because of the nature of that work.
That was Councillor Julie Fiery on council voting to investigate council ties to companies involved in illegal Israeli settlements on Palestinian land and Auckland Council's new AI assistant tool.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.